Shavuos Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Nitma Ba'Azara. Somebody became Tamei in the Azara. So he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was Tahar, and he went into the Ezras Yisrael, which he's allowed to go into, and then he became Tamei inside the Azara and didn't leave immediately. Ve'ne'elma mimeno hatuma. And then he forgot that he was Tamei. V'zachar HaMikdash, he realized that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, but he forgot that he was Tamei, that something had happened. He had touched something with his foot and he didn't realize. Or the other way around. He forgot that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. He was in the middle of something. He was checking his cell phone and he wasn't paying attention. And he forgot that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though he realized he was Tamei, he was too busy checking his fantasy football, and so he wasn't really paying attention. Or he forgot both. He forgot that he was Tamei and that he forgot that he was still in the Azara. And then he bowed down, which means prostrating yourself completely flat on the ground in the direction of the inner chatzar, towards the steps and towards the Kodesh Kodeshim. And he forgot that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot that he was Tamei. And even if he bowed for less than the usual time, or Kidei Hishtachava, he stayed long enough to have bowed. He didn't actually bow, which is the amount of time it takes to say in Divrei Hayyamim Beis an entire pasuk about bowing. It says Vayichru Apayim Ortza Al Haritzba Vayishtachavu Vahodos LaHashem Ki Tov Ki LaOlam Chasdo. So that entire pasuk, however long it takes to say that at basically ordinary average medium speed, he had long enough to do that, but he forgot and he just stuck around. Or Balo Ba'arucha. He went out the longer way. He could have gone out a quick way, a direct route, right out the front gate. So he knew he was Tamei, and he had to go, and he was trying to leave. But instead of going out the direct way, he decided to take the scenic route. So he didn't linger too long, but he took too long on his way out. Chayev. In all these cases, he's chayev to bring carbon olav yored for being Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. But Baketzara, if he did not bow, he did not stay long enough to bow, but immediately turned around to leave as soon as he became Tamei and tried to go the most direct route to get out, then Potter. He's Potter from having to bring a carbon for having done this Avera, because he did everything he could to try to get out as quickly as he possibly could. So he doesn't have to worry too much. And in the Gemara, it talks about which carbon we are talking about. Apparently, part of the carbon that they are talking about is the carbon of a par, which is for a mistaken ruling by the Bezdin. If Bezdin makes a ruling that is the wrong ruling, and they said something was mutter when min hatorah it was aser with kares, then the Bezdin has to bring a carbon chatos for what they have done. And this is, I believe, the par helam davar that they have to do. And so in this situation, this the par helam davar shel tzibur, we are talking about a carbon of an ox, of a bull, that they have to bring. If the Mishnah teaches us that if the Bezdin ruled wrongly that a tummy person can go out the long way instead of the short way, then the Bezdin is in chayiv to the carbon helam par helam davar of a tzibur for making this mistake. So we're not just talking about an individual person who chooses to go out that way. We're talking about a person who immediately went to the Bezdin and said, what do I do? And he told him, yeah, go the long way, whatever it takes, you know, just go out. We say that in such a situation that they are not chayiv for this situation when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, for the par helam davar, for having ruled incorrectly. Zohi mitzvah zaseisha b'mikdash, and in fact, says the Mishnah, summing up, this is the mitzvah zasei, the positive commandment concerning the Beis HaMikdash, she'in chayav nalev, that they wouldn't be chayav for such a situation. Mishnah dalad. Now, what we're quoting is a Mishnah in Horios. This discussion about the par helam davar is not generally belonging in Shavuos. It's really a Mishnah from Horios, which is all about the horah, all about the psak that a Bezdin makes. So while they're at it, we quote more from that Mishnah. Ve'ezohu mitzvah zeh shebanida. What is the mitzvah zaseh when it comes to a woman who is a nida, which is similar to this that we just quoted with a guy who was stuck in the Beis HaMikdash and they told him take the long way out? What would be a similar situation when it comes to nida shechayav and aleha, where the Bezdin would be chayev for the par helam davar if they made the wrong ruling? Hayah mishameish im hatahora. if a man is being intimate with a woman who is tahar, so there is no problem with their actions. Va'amra lo nitmesi. And then she says to him, uh-oh, I have started to have my period, and so we have to stop. Uperash miyad, and right away he essentially withdrew immediately. Then chayev, he's chayev kares if he willfully cohabited with a woman who was a nida, and if he did it b'shogeg, then he is going to be potter. Why? Because the problem is that if he withdraws right away, then it's going to be a pleasurable act for him. What he is supposed to do is wait until he is no longer in a state of excitement, shall we say. Wait until he is flaccid, and so he can pull out without any pleasure in the situation. So the problem is the court ruled that he could withdraw immediately, and yet what he was really supposed to do was to wait, despite the fact that she's a nida and that he is there, he is still supposed to wait until it is not going to be pleasurable for him to remove. And because the court ruled wrongly, then it would be actually chayev for the par helam dover, because they made an incorrect ruling on a situation of a man having bio with a nida, which is midyaraisa, and so their mistake causes them to have to ring a carbon.